Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I've been married 5 years to my husband. We were both virgins when we got married and never had sex with anyone after that. We are both healthy and have sex once a week. A week ago, my husband went to a doctor because he had symptoms and he tested positive for gonorrhea. How can he have gonorrhea? Is gonorrhea only transmitted by sexual activity? Did my husband cheat on me?
I am sorry to say this, but it is true that gonorrhea is a sexually transmissible infection, or STI. A person cannot get gonorrhea from toilet seats or from shaking hands or from hugging or kissing. Gonorrhea is transmitted from oral sex, vaginal sex, and anal sex. Gonorrhea is also easily transmitted from one person to another person when they have sex. In addition, many people who have gonorrhea don't show any symptoms of the infection. As such, I would suggest that you talk with your own healthcare provider and let him or her know that your husband has tested positive for gonorrhea and that you would like to get tested for gonorrhea and other STIs such as chlamydia and HIV as well. I would also encourage you to consider using a condom if or when you have sex with your husband until you know that he no longer has gonorrhea. Otherwise, you might end up passing gonorrhea back and forth to each other. You will also, of course, want to talk with your husband about what this means about his sexual behavior and his feelings about your marriage and commitments to each other. Some couples value monogamy and commit to only having sex with each other. Other couples decide to have some degree of an open relationship, which may allow for one or both of them to have sex with other people. You too might find it helpful to discuss your feelings and desires for your own marriage. Meeting with a sex therapist or a counselor might also be helpful. Learn more about STIs, including how they spread and how they're treated, on our Kinsey Confidential website, and also on the website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which is www.cdc.gov.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential. Or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I made a huge ethical mistake and didn't tell my partner that I have genital herpes. Now he has herpes. What should I do?
Many women and men find it challenging or embarrassing to talk about sexually transmissible infections, also called STIs, even if they themselves have never had an STI. It can be a more difficult conversation to have, but a necessary one if one happens to have an STI. Unfortunately, STIs have been stigmatized in ways in many cultures, including here in the United States, that have made some people worry about approaching a potential partner with STI information. In this instance, you chose not to provide your partner with important information about your health, and now he has herpes. We consider Kinsey Confidential to be an information service rather than an advice service, so we can't and won't tell you what to do. However, we would absolutely encourage you to develop open and honest communication with your partner and to support him in ways that encourage his health. Even though you may be afraid to be honest with your partner, telling him that you have herpes too may help him to feel less alone, even though he may initially be angry with you or feel resentful. It is possible that your relationship will be enormously strained. You two may even break up or decide to stop seeing each other. Then again, being able to make yourself vulnerable to him and honest with each other may end up strengthening your relationship over time. There is no way to predict his reaction or what course your relationship may take. However, part of being responsible about sexual health involves being open and honest with your partners. Scientists have made enormous progress related to herpes in recent years. Treatment is now available that can greatly reduce the risk of outbreaks as well as transmission. You and your partner may both want to check in with a healthcare provider for more information. That said, as far as we have come with treatment, it's up to women and men to learn to live with herpes and to manage it in responsible ways with their sexual partners. You can learn more about herpes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website, which is cdc.gov, or from the American Social Health Association website, which is ashastd.org.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.